Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kelly. How's your new house search going?
I've been looking at so many houses, but they're all expensive. I can't afford to live in this area.
Some of my colleagues have had luck with finding reasonably priced apartments in this local paper. Maybe you should try it. I will give it to you.
I have to try anything. Thanks for the help.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What problem does the woman mention? Number 52. What does the man suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Kevin, can you check the quarterly net profit and expenditure records just to make sure everything's all right before the final financial meeting next week?
I'm afraid I can't right now. I've scheduled a medical checkup in 30 minutes, so I've got to get going. Can it wait until tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'll be out of town tomorrow. I'll just send you a copy by email. Take a look when you have time.
That'll be great. I'll probably read it tomorrow. So let's get together when you get back in town to talk about it.
Number 53. What are the speakers talking about? Number 54. Why does the man say,
I'm afraid I can't right now?
Number 55. What will the man probably do tomorrow? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, do you work here? I'm looking for Jenny Kim's office.
Sure, it's right up to the secretary's office.
The security guard directed me this way, but I still can't find it.
Come with me. I'll show you where it is. Are you a new lawyer?
No, I've just hired your law firm to do the legal work for my publishing company. Jenny and I are going to talk about provisions of the contract today.
Oh, you must be Daniel Radcliffe. I am Caroline Sellico, Jenny's assistant. I'll be working with Jenny in charge of this work.
Number 56. What does the man mean when he says, Excuse me, do you work here? Number 57. Who is Jenny Kim? Number 58. Why has the man probably come to see Ms. Kim? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
The printer called. The invitations to next month's conference will be ready on Wednesday.
That's great. That gives us a couple of days to get them addressed before we have to send them out on Monday.
Right. And then we could get responses from clients in about 2 weeks.
That's good to hear. We have more than enough time to get everything prepared.
By the way, did you check the design and color?
Sure. They sent me a sample by email this morning. Here you are.
Great. What do you think about it?
I like it too.
Number 59. When will the invitations be mailed? Number 60. What do the people say about the preparation time? Number 61. What are the invitations being made for? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, you've reached Mary Park at Well Life Investment Group. May I help you?
Yes, I am Leonard Frederick from Electromecha Corporation. I want to transfer $20,000 from our long-term account to the short-term account, please.
Certainly, sir. What's the account number for your long-term account?
83990. And by the way, I would appreciate it if you could schedule the transaction for next Monday, not right away. Number 62. What kind of company does the woman work for? Number 63. Why is the man calling? Number 64. What does the woman require? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and itinerary.
Hi, Carl. Have you made your express train reservations for the Filmmakers Festival in Madrid yet? I was hoping we could travel to Madrid together.
In fact, I was just looking into that now. I'm planning to go on Tuesday and stay until Friday. How about you?
I can't stay the whole time because I have to make a keynote speech at a convention on Thursday. We can still go together to Madrid on Tuesday, though. I have to meet my clients in France.
Oh, really? You're still busy with your work.
Number 65. What is the conversation about? Number 66. When will the speakers travel together? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman deliver a speech? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Beth. This is John, your editor at Good Health Magazine. Are you busy now?
Hi, John. I have a minute.
Good. Could you increase the word count for your childhood eating disorder treatment article to 3,000 words?
Sure. There's plenty to cover on the topic. But can you wait for a second? I have to check my schedule.
Sure.
Oh my goodness, I have another article due on the same day.
Can you send me your assignment chart right now?
Okay, I sent it. Did you get it?
Thank you, I got it. Well, let's extend the deadline for your other assignment by the end of this month.
Great, I appreciate it, John.
Number 68. Who most likely is the woman? Number 69. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which article's deadline will be changed?